friends, brothers, sisters, and fellow human beings. As we stand here together today, I want to speak to a quiet but insidious force that threatens our integrity, undermines our communities, and strangles the potential within each of us. It's the idea that we should go along to get along, the belief that we should just lay low and keep our heads down, that we should comply, conform, and silence our instincts for the sake of some false peace or the illusion of safety. But let's be honest with ourselves for a moment. That pressure, that force, is not just subtle anymore. It's all around us. And in too many ways, it's coming from the very institutions and systems that were supposed to protect our freedom. Every day, we are confronted with a government that grows ever more bloated, ever more intrusive. Our choices are being dictated, our livelihoods regulated, and our ability to create, innovate, and simply be is slowly being smothered by a creeping sense of control. We are told to trust these systems, to follow their rules without question, to believe that they are acting in our best interest. But I ask you, what happens when these systems fail us? When the very government that was founded to ensure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness instead becomes the force that restricts it? How can we sit quietly, heads bowed, when it is becoming clearer every day that the systems governing our lives are more interested in control than they are in protecting our humanity? Make no mistake, order is necessary for society to function. But when that order becomes rigid, oppressive, and unjust, it suffocates the very freedom that makes us human. It suffocates the creativity and individuality that define us, not just as Americans, but as people. And isn't that what's happening more and more each day? Regulations upon regulations, policies upon policies, until we can hardly recognize the country we once knew. The spirit of independence, innovation, and self-reliance, those very principles that built this nation, are being buried beneath layers of bureaucratic red tape. We live in a time where laws and regulations shape every facet of our lives. Some serve us well, yes, but many, too many, do not. They overreach. They seek to control what we can do with our own bodies, what we can build on our own land, what we can say, how we can live, how we can express ourselves. And in that overreach, something profoundly American is being lost. America was never meant to be a nation of passive followers, content to let a faceless system dictate the terms of our lives. It was meant to be a land of bold individuals, willing to question authority, to challenge systems, and to fight for their right to live freely. We are a nation of creators, innovators, and thinkers. Yet, the more we comply without question, the more we allow ourselves to be caged by rules designed not to protect us, but to control us. At what point do we say, enough? At what point do we stand up and push back against a system that has become not a servant to the people, but a master over them? It's time to recognize that this isn't just about government overreach. It's about the stifling of something sacred, our creativity, our potential, our right to exist as free and self-determined individuals. Creativity isn't just the domain of artists. It's the essence of human spirit. It is how we dream, how we solve problems, how we build something out of nothing. It's how we've shaped this world into what it is today. But creativity cannot thrive in an atmosphere of control and fear. Creativity thrives in spaces of possibility, in places where we are free to challenge the status quo, to speak our truths, to express ourselves without fear of retribution or judgment. When we allow ourselves to be caged by government overreach, by fear of stepping out of line, we lose that creative spark. We lose what it means to be human. And this isn't just an individual loss. It's a loss for society as a whole. A society that stifles creativity, that chokes out the divine spark of inspiration, is a society doomed to stagnation. We were all made to dream, to create, to imagine a better world, and then build it. But when we allow regulations, bureaucracies, and policies to bind us, we cut ourselves off from that divine flow. We become less than what we are meant to be. We become obedient, compliant, docile, when we were born to be bold, creative, and free. This isn't just an attack on creativity, it's an attack on our humanity. And what's worse, it's an attack on the very spirit of America. This country was founded on the belief that individuals are sovereign, that we have the right to self-determination, to live freely and fully as long as we cause no harm. But look around. How many of us feel truly free anymore? How many of us feel weighed down by the burden of overregulation, of a government that seems more interested in its own power than in protecting the people it was created to serve? It's time to stop laying low. It's time to stop just going along to get along. Grassroots efforts fueled by the shared vision and creativity of ordinary people have always been the answer to government overreach. We've seen it time and time again in history. When the system fails, the people rise. And they don't rise by asking permission. They don't wait for the perfect moment or for the resources to be handed to them. They rise because they understand something fundamental. We are the power. Communities that come together in shared purpose show us what true freedom looks like. They show us that we don't need massive institutions to make a difference. We don't need permission to create change. We have within us right now everything we need to begin building the world we want to live in. When we come together, when we unite our creativity, our vision, and our collective will, we create something far more powerful than any government system could ever hope to control. What starts as a single idea, a spark of inspiration, grows into a movement, and movements are what change the world. Movements don't wait for permission. They don't ask for validation from a broken system. They build from the ground up, fueled by love, creativity, and the shared belief that we deserve better. But if we continue to remain silent, if we continue to comply, the only thing that we are building is a cage of our own making. Every time we choose silence in the face of overreach, every time we keep our heads down out of fear of retribution, we give away a little more of our power. We hand over the keys to our own freedom. So how do we know when it's time to stand up? How do we discern when to speak out and when to cooperate with the systems that govern us? It starts with asking ourselves one simple question. Is this system, this law, this regulation truly serving my deepest values? And if the answer is no, then the next question must be, who is harmed by my silence? When government overreach strangles freedom, when regulations stifle creativity, when systems work against us instead of for us, it is no longer enough to lay low. It is no longer enough to quietly go along with rules that serve no one but those in power. It is in these moments that we must rise, that we must take action, not just for ourselves, but for the future we want to build. This is not just a call to resistance. It's a call to reclaim our humanity, to reclaim our birthright as creators, innovators, and free individuals. The future belongs not to those who comply, but to those who have the courage to dream, to question, and to build something better from the ground up. It's time to stop conforming to systems that have lost sight of the people they were meant to serve. It's time to reignite the flame of creativity and let the divine spark within each of us guide the way forward. Together, we can create a future that honors our freedom, our humanity, and the true spirit of what it means to be American. But only if we stand up, only if we speak out, only if we have the courage to act.